So what, did he have tractors?
No. What my first recollection was that we worked the place with horses. I remember the first tractor coming here. It would be about 47 or 48 would be the first tractor we got.
Yes.
But we still used the horses for quite a lot of work.
And what fields did you have then when you were young? What was growing?
Well, then it was a traditional. You grew oats 1 year, and then you grew turnips the next year, and you grew oats again, and then you sowed it out in grass, and it was out in grass for about three or four years. You maybe cut hay off the first year's grass, and then you grazed the next 3 years.
Quite a long time grazing.
Yes. And it was a cattle that grazed the fields.
Yes. And did you have a lot of cattle then?
No, we only had about 10 cows then.
And they were dairy cows?
No, they were suckler cows, the weirder calf. But we always had a cow that we milked for the house,
Yes.
My mother would make butter and crowdy and all those things.
She did?
Yes. Oh, they had to in those days.
Yes.
Just there's no way around,
So you bought the bullocks in?
No, we kept the cows, we call suckler cows.
Did you have a bull?
Yes. And we reared, we kept the calves till they were about 8 to 10 months old, and then we sold them at 10 months old or so. And we were getting a large sum, about 30, 40 pounds for them then.
Yes, hard work.
It was hard work. There was a lot, it was all manual work, We had to clean the byre with a shovel and a grape and carted everything in by hand to them.
Was this during the winter when they were in the housing?
That was during the winter, yes. They were fed on straw and turnips mainly.
And where did you get the straw?
We grew the oats.
Yes.
And then we threshed that, and the cows got fed the straw, and the oats were usually sold for milling, to make oatmeal and that.
There was an old combine.
The old binder, it was a binder.
You had your own binder?
Yes, we had our own binder.
Yes.
My first recollection of the binder was the horses. But then, once then, we got the tractor on.
Yes.
Because the corn all had to be stooped.
We had to stook it first, and then once it was out, maybe about a week, 10 days, and the stook to dry. And then it was made into stacks, and it was in the stacks. And then we threshed it with a small threshing mill in the barn.
Yes.
We maybe thrashed, maybe once a week. That was our job when we were kids. And I sat there
doing the threshing.
And
what ran the thresher?
There's a wee petrol paraffin engine that ran the thresher. But before that, there was a water mill that ran it. I can't remember. I remember the water mill being there, but I can't remember it ever. It was never in use.
Not when you were young?
Not when I was young. No. It was there.
Was there still any sign of it?
No. Actually, you see the trap where the water came from the dam, it just comes in below the road there and into it. No, it's all gone then because. Well, we built a new stadium and that.
You grew tatties as well?
We grew tatties. We used to grow quite a lot of tatties.
Was that for sale or just for yourself?
No, mostly for ourselves. Well, we did sell, yes, we did sell. We used to sell at the local shop in the spring. And your father always used to grow. It was a thing in those days, the keeper and that, they would get a drill of tatties. Mm-hmm. Your father always had a drill of tatties.
We had to go and
lift them. You had to go and lift them. It was the way it was. And he always come. He would always come and give us a hand. There was never any word about money then, was there, Betty?
No.
Betty's father would come and help us at the clipping and, you know, lifting tuppies, and if, at the harvesting too, if it, you know, if they weren't,
they did that
if they weren't at the shooting, you see. Well, we had to go, well, we always went to the shooting too as kids at the Beatty. And there was an arrangement, obviously, that the farmer had to provide a horse for the hill at the shooting time. We always a horse went out with the panniers, like, you know. So, it was, you know, you cooperated.
I would say
we cooperated better then than we do now. You know, quite honestly.
Depended on each other.
You depended on each other, yes.
That's right. Mm. And you mentioned the clipping, so you had sheep as well.
Yes, I read about 300 or 400, yeah. They were on the hill,
most of the time. Did you bring them in for
any reasons? They were in the boat for lambing time, yes.
Only lambing.